Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has accused Britain's Keir Starmer, France's Emmanuel Macron and Canada's Mark Carney of siding with mass murderers, rapists, baby killers and kidnappers after they called for a halt to Israel's military offensive and an end to restrictions on humanitarian aid in Gaza. The World Health Organization has warned that intensified Israeli bombing of Gaza is continuing to threaten an already weakened health system. Four hospitals in the territory have had to suspend medical services in the past week alone. One of those was the European hospital in Khan Yunis, where Dr. Tom Potokar, a British plastic surgeon, was working. We talked to him last week and checked in to see how he is again this morning.
Fine, a bit tired because it's been the bombardment started about 3 o'clock this morning and has been fairly ongoing since then. So I haven't had a huge amount of sleep, but otherwise okay.
When we last spoke to you last Thursday, the European hospital where you were working had been hit. It had been bombed. People were trying to leave and move to another hospital. What's happened since?
So, yes, the hospital was fully evacuated. The last patient left on the Thursday morning. And then once they had left, myself and my colleague, anaesthetist, we left as well. We got picked up by the UN and then we went to Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis. And then a day or so after came to the hospital I'm currently at, which is Al Amal, which is a Palestinian Red Crescent hospital in Khan Yunis, just down the road from Nasser Hospital.
And the patients that left the European hospital, where are they since?
So some of them just left of their own accord, those that could walk because they were frightened and they just wanted to get out. Others were transferred to other hospitals. So some of them went to Nasser Hospital. One or two of them came to this hospital. Some of them, I believe, went to one or two other hospitals. And when I say hospitals, we're not talking about fully functioning, you know, hyper-modern hospitals. We're talking about health facilities that are working overstretched and under-resourced, often with you know, lack of staff, lack of equipment, lack of supplies. And difficult access. The most difficult was the intensive care patients who were on ventilators, because trying to find intensive care beds is extremely difficult at the moment. But eventually they did manage to transfer even the ventilated patients to other hospitals.
Where are you staying?
In the hospital, inside the hospital.
Is it safe?
I mean, nowhere is safe here. I mean, there was a activity last week, very close. I think there was a special mission going on with F-16s and Apache helicopters. And the end result of that was a piece of shrapnel landing in the emergency department. Since then, there's, as I say, there's fairly regular bombardment all around. But it is, we are just abutting the evacuation area. So this hospital hasn't been told to evacuate, or at least not yet. But the evacuation zone is, you know, 5 meters in front of the gate. So obviously, you know, there's risk of debris and shrapnel from bombardments. But thus far, other than the windows in the building shaking from time to time, it's okay.
What injuries are you seeing?
The typical blast injuries that we get, so extensive, what we call skeletal and soft tissue injuries, so broken bones, but with open wounds, but also abdominal and chest wounds and traumatic brain injury as well. So a lot of the patients also have, in addition, burn injuries.
What food are you surviving on?
The food that, we bring our food in with us. We have to bring enough for a month. So you can imagine that takes up half a suitcase and is very little, but, you know, it's just a month. That's, you know, that's manageable. Obviously the Palestinian staff here are, you know, it's much, much more difficult because for them, this has been going on months and months and months. So, it's very difficult for them to find food. What very little is available is extremely expensive. And is not in any way a balanced diet. I mean, people have not had meat for months now. You know, there's very little in the way of fruit or even vegetables. It's mostly just sort of some cereal stuff, you know, a bit of rice, pasta, that kind of thing. But even that is in very short supply.
Outside of where you are, there has been increasing international pressure on Israel, particularly over the last week or so. Mm-hmm. Do you see an end in sight?
No. Bluntly, not at all. I would say things are getting worse. They're getting worse on the ground with, you know, these evacuation orders, so people literally being forced to flee into an area which is not at all safe either. But also that area now on the coast, Al-Mawasi, is completely overcrowded. Many of those who left Khan Yunis could not find anywhere to sort of pitch a shelter. One of my colleagues here, Palestinian colleagues, who's a very senior consultant surgeon, you know, he had to leave with his whole family, and he's now living under some plastic sheeting under the sort of remains of a bombed out building down the road. So there seems to be no drop in the intensity, and I think it's what we're seeing on the ground, but also behind that, it's, you know, what we're hearing directly from, you know, from press statements and from the Israeli government about the plans to, you know, to take control of the whole of the strip and to force everyone down into an extremely small confined area. And that plan on the ground is exactly what seems to be happening at the moment.
Will you stay?
Well, I'm staying here for a month in total. So we tend to do, you know, missions of a month at a time. So I have another 2 weeks or so left. Yeah.
And that was Dr. Tom Potokar speaking to us from Gaza this morning. It's 8:20.